This book is for people who seek ever greater freedom and aliveness. People who will not settle for less than living the most creative, empowered, passionate, and compassionate lives possible. This book is written for you. Paradoxically, you may have picked up this book because you are experiencing limitation, stress, pain, dis-ease, injury, and trauma, whether physical or psychological. Indeed, the pain of this limitation may be the very thing that impels your search for aliveness. Yet, in time, you may come to see these challenges as a blessing. They bear the gift of necessity, elevating your search with a sense of urgency. For more than 30 years, I have taught somatic learning, a practice for transformative learning, healing, and change through awakening somatic intelligence. In my experience, people often initially arrive at my door, not because they are consciously aware of wanting to live a deeply sensed, awakened life, but because they are in pain. Their conditions range widely. They may have an injury, structural problems, or a chronic illness. They may be grieving from a loss, suffering with depression, or wanting to feel a greater connection within themselves and the world. They may sense the possibility of a way of maturing gracefully rather than having degeneration and limitation characterize their aging. While some are interested in spiritual development and personal growth, that is not what usually compels them to come, at least not initially. What they want is to be free of pain. Regardless of your motivation in coming to this book, what you will find in somatic learning is the transformative power of awareness, the power to release tension and struggle, to heal and renew, and to savor your experience in a way that enhances the grace, beauty, and enjoyment of life. Developing your somatic intelligence will enable you to heal and to awaken ever greater freedom and aliveness. As this innate intelligence takes hold, it will deepen your capacity to feel and to sense yourself as fluidly embodied and connected to the earth and to the infinite. Your body is a supremely responsive and alive feedback system. When you begin to encounter it as an immediate presencing rather than as an object, your body opens up its song to you, and you become not only the music but also the instrument and the player. Movement is the song of the body. Yes, the body has its own song from which the movement of the body arises spontaneously. In other words, the liberation of the upper part of the body, produced by the acceptance of gravity in the lower part of the body, is the origin of lightness, and dancing is its expression. The song, if you care to listen, is beauty. We could say that it is part of nature. We sing when we are happy, and the body goes with it like waves in the sea. Vanda Scaravelli. The word somatic comes from the Greek root soma, for body. The conventional use of the word body in English implies an object observed from the outside. It is a third-person image of ourselves at a distance. That's why I use the term soma to refer to how we sense the unfolding of life from within, and I use the term somatic to imply a first-person, here-now, all-at-once embodied intelligence, how we sense, feel, and know ourselves on a process level, from the inside out. This is what we are in our fullness at no distance, in contrast to a third-person image of ourselves at a distance. Confusing the map, image level, with the territory, process level, represents one of the fundamental sources of incoherence in our prevailing system of thought.